Recording.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to The Reveal. We're so excited that you're joining us tonight. You know, we have, we've gone through a lot of stuff this summer, and we know that everyone's having play and fun, and sometimes we just want to regroup too while we have play and fun. And so tonight's guest is one of our favorites. You know, she's done some of the work that she does with us. And so we are just over the moon. We love her, And we just want to welcome you back. Again, you can always hear your replays at reveal.leonka.com/live. And Deborah, tell them who we have on the line tonight.
Yay! We have Miss Georgette Starr with us tonight, which actually I was introduced to Georgette through Leonka, and we've both had amazing experiences with her. So can't wait to get into some of the in-depth information that she has about our soul purpose and life archetypes and, oh man, all this information that you're going to love. But let me tell you a little bit about her. You know, Georgette, actually she is the creator of the Life Blessing Institute. She's also an online summit host, just like we are. And she's really committed to guiding her clients and students to doing the most important things that human beings can do in life, and that's make and maintaining their soul connections so they can experience the life of joy, inner peace, fulfillment. She works with men and women who, despite external accomplishment, I love this, find themselves holding back from manifesting the potential they feel inside. And that's so much of what I want to get into tonight. She's also the founder and CEO of the Life Blessing Institute, a learning community for adults and youth. She's developed so many on and offline programs for young women. You know, we may talk a little bit more about those, and she's just inspired thousands of people in 56 countries. So I am so glad to welcome her here tonight, and thank you so much for coming on, Georgette. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, both of you. I'm very excited to be with you.
You know, I love the synergy of everything because, you know, it was only, you know, was it last month? I mean, I'm getting, it feels like it's been a long time, but I guess it was just in June that we actually, was it May or June that I saw you, Georgette?
I think that was June.
It was in June. Yeah, we met, we were at an event, and of course, Leonka already knew Georgette, but I was able to meet her. And I mean, who would have known that, you know, someone, you know, that I just met, you know, a month or so ago, I'd have the opportunity to interview, and I'm so excited about that. I know you've got a lot of content. I know it is so rich. But before we get into, you know, what you really do around this, around the archetypes and the pathways of the soul, I want your backstory, you know, reveal to us. You know, this is called Reveal. So we'd love for you to share, you know, how did you get into this? You know, what inspired you to move into this direction? Did you used to be in corporate? Or, you know, give us the backstory on how you ended up here.
All right. Well, I would be happy to. You know, it's funny. When I look back, I see that it, like, took me a while to get a clue.
I understand that.
You know, the fact is that I was actually born into a family and born to a mother who was very interested in metaphysics and the deeper questions of life. You know, why? Ooh, why wow. Am I here? What is this all about? And my mother, her name's Shirley, she met a woman at a YMCA, a swim center. Today and the nine pathways of the soul. So as I was a little girl, my godmother Jane and my mom were having these conversations just going on around me, and I was listening but not really paying that much attention. And it seemed so normal to me that I never really realized that
that's not the kind of conversation that was going on in the homes of my family, my friends, and other family members. So as I kind of stepped into my kind of organic sense of life purpose, I really knew from the beginning that I was here to be a healer, and I felt, you know, that I was on the path of development, and I learned so many different modes of expression. And there was one mode of expression of work that I did for quite many years. It's called HAKOMI, and it's a body-centered psychotherapy. And it's this amazing process where through putting your hands on another person, not to correct anything, but to get information about what is like in the subconscious that's holding them back from manifesting their potential, I would come upon situations with my clients where we just couldn't get to the bottom of it. Like we get to a certain level and yet the pattern repeated itself. And so I would actually go consult with my mom. And I'd say, Mom, would you like do this person's numbers and what can you tell me about this? And often she would describe what we call a pre-birth condition. It's like as if it came in with your DNA. It's something that was like a fundamental misunderstanding that now is like a pair of glasses that we often wear and we don't realize we have them on. And through her, you know, her guidance and really like being able to go to the soul level of what that person came in with before this lifetime, I was able to bring that back to my clients and then share it. And there was always like a revelation of new possibility and a healing. And so eventually it was like I said, I got a clue. And I'm like, oh, wow, my mom really knows something that is powerful, and maybe I should become her student. And
wow.
So I did that, and, things opened up from there for sure.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So how long have you actually been doing these, do you call them soul path readings, or how do you?
I call them soul stream life maps.
Soul Stream Life Map. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and I've been doing this for about 20 years now.
Wow. So when someone comes to you, I mean, since we only have an hour tonight, how do you explain to them, you know, exactly what this is? I mean, I know it's very in depth, but just on a surface level, if somebody said, well, what does that really mean? How would you explain it, Georgette?
Well, according to the system, which is based on the teachings of Pythagoras, every soul comes into this lifetime with a very clear sense of purpose and lots of gifts and abilities, and all of that information is encoded in the numbers that correspond to their full name at birth and birth date. So all of the letters in your name can translate to a mathematical sentence, and there are different simple calculations that bring out different types of information. And, you know, there are many, many, many different mapping systems on this planet and that humanity has developed. But this one was just what it just came to me through my mother line, and I have found it to be really, really powerful. So, in fact, what I'd really love to do before we go any further is to ask everyone listening if it's possible to do a little tiny bit of math, so that you can determine your life purpose archetype as you're listening. And it'll help to make the information that I'll be sharing a little bit more relevant as we move through. But of course,
oh, my God, I love that. Yes. We love experiential interviews.
Okay. So don't worry. It's really, really easy. So let me describe what you want to do right now, if it's possible. I'd like you to write down the day, month, and year of your birth. So, for example, if your birth month is January, you want to write down the number 1.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say the day of birth is a number 1. You write down 1. And the year is 2015. So you are going to have a stream of numbers, 112015. So you just, first of all, just line up all your numbers and then simply add these numbers together. So just add 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 5, and you'll get a number. In this example, the number is 10. And what we want to do to complete this process is reduce this last number to one digit. So in this case, the number is 10. So you would add the 1 and the 0, which equals 1. So the final calculation of this person, and this would be like a baby that was born in 2015, adds up to the number 1. Is that making sense to you?
Yes, yes. And just so that we could be clear, if we're getting this right, so if my birthday is 12/31, I would add the 12 and the 31, and then I would add the 2015 to 43. Is that right, Georgette?
Right. So the 12 would reduce to a 3 because you'd add 1 and 2 together. And the 31 would reduce to a 4 because you'd add the 3 and the 1 together. And then the 2015 would reduce to 8. So then you would have 3 + 4 + 8. And it doesn't really matter how you add the numbers together because it'll turn out the same no matter how you do it. So then you would add 3 + 4 + 8. And then you would reduce that final number to one digit.
Got it. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
You got yours, Leonka, you got yours down? Leonka? She may be on mute. Okay. So, all right. So what's next?
Okay. So just to kind of back up a little bit, each of the numbers, 1 through 9, corresponds to a realm of soul growth and evolution. So each one of these numbers represents an entire realm of our development as human beings. And each of these numbers also represents universal principles. So for today, I'm just going to focus on life purpose, which is the calculation that we are working with right now. And
okay.
I'm going to kind of describe to you the 9 pathways of the soul, and they're all relevant to you, even if your life purpose is one particular digit, because we are here to experience and eventually to master all the 9 realms of human and soul growth and evolution. So all of these pathways of the soul, we're all working to develop and also to clear those fundamental misunderstandings that I described earlier. Sometimes people talk about that as, you know, like limiting beliefs. But from this perspective, many of those issues that we think of as something that we developed in childhood have a pre-birth element to it. And that is part of our journey here, is to update our operating system, basically, and to continue to evolve in the areas where we have mass, you know, where we're already, where it's easy. We just reach inside of ourselves and we know how to function and how to contribute in one of these 9 realms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do you have any questions about any of that, or shall I just...
Well, you know, I do have a question, and this may be a little bit off, but it's just coming to me, so I want to ask it. So would you say, Georgette, that the way this is set up, this could be why some people come in, you know, like you have these prodigies, like 3-year-olds who can, like, play the piano, you know, like unbelievably well. I mean, are you able to see that in what you're talking about now, how people come in with just certain gifts like that? I mean, you know, like it's unexplainable, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can really, yes, you definitely can see that. And you can also see where, let's say, for example, someone has been through a series of marriages, maybe 4 or 5.
Okay.
You can also see that would be one of the pathways that soul came in here to really, like, they put their hand up and they say, I really want to learn about marriage, home, and family, about responsibility and service.
Oh, wow.
And what's so beautiful about the soul mapping system and my experience over all the years of reading thousands of people's maps is that every individual is so completely unique. It's such a unique snowflake, a crystal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that you cannot compare, because some of us come in with a bigger agenda. It's like some of us decided in this life we're going for it, and therefore we often take on lots of challenges because those
right.
challenges are, yeah. And so from the outside, you could say, oh, look at that person, you know, they're dysfunctional because they have all these challenges. But actually, that is a very, very courageous soul who came in and just said, I'm going for my PhD, 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 and I want the challenges. Whereas others may just decide to come in for just to kind of cruise along in this life, and there's not that much growth happening. So we really can't compare from the outside at all.
Well, now, you know, you have done mine, of course. So when you were talking about marriages, now I haven't had four or five, but I've had a couple, Georgette. So so that may have been one of my areas that I wanted to learn more in. So, but that's fascinating that you can look at that. And, and
you know, the other thing that's really interesting is that often we're more attracted to our edges, the places that we're not as strong, than we are to the areas that are super easy for us, which doesn't make a lot of logical sense. Like, you think that we want to be where it's easy and just do what's natural. And so, you know, we just woke up and know how. But actually, the soul is not interested in just staying the same. The soul is interested in a different possibility, a new future. And in fact, as you both know so well, we are here to evolve individually, but we're also here to participate in this massive collective evolutionary process, and the only way that can happen is if we push our individual envelope. We really step outside of what's easy for us and are go into the uncomfortability of the places where either we have a pre-birth like fear or resistance, or that we just really want to master something that we've yet to master, or that no human being has yet to master, to really bring new possibility onto the planet.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Georgette. Do you feel that, you know, because there are so many people right now experiencing all kinds of challenges, and, you know, sometimes they may not understand why, or they're thinking, gosh, why is all this happening? But would you consider from your point of view of your work that this is the soul saying, I want to be stretched in this area. I want to know more about me in this area, my individuality?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and in fact, for those of us who are really on a conscious path of growth and desire to evolve beyond the patterns of the past, as we call in more light, as we evolve our consciousness, we become more expansive. We also tap into the unconscious areas. It's like the light will illuminate the parts of us that have yet to wake up or be integrated or still in a childlike state. And so often, once again, what looks like on the surface is like, oh my gosh, why am I having so many challenges? It's actually evidence that you're on the right path.
Wow. Wow. There's a lot of people
Thank
are
you.
Glad to hear that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your work here is done.
Did you write that down? That is a total tweetable. We need that. Can you say that one more time, Georgette?
Hold
really
on.
Powerful.
I'm gonna please let me say this too. Sometimes what you cannot hear, and it's one of those things that you need the most. So I received it, but I do not know what you said.
Well, I know that's why it's so powerful. I felt the same way, and I knew we immediately needed to repeat that. So can you say that again, Georgette?
I will give it my best shot here.
I know. No.
Yes, how to call something back. That the experience of, like, an increase in challenge in our everyday life is actually evidence that more light is pouring through, and it's evidence that we're on the right track.
That's it, that we're on the right track. Oh, that's so good.
Wow.
I've got something to say about being on the right track. That's coming next week. So I love that you said that. You just
that's great.
Right into that.
So we often judge ourselves as there's something wrong when we're facing challenges. You know, for example, today I did an interview myself that was really on my edge. You know, I interviewed someone that's really famous. And I noticed on the way to that interview that I had a lot of anxiety come up that has never really been brought up in the same way, because I'm going out of my comfort zone. And I realized that anxiety as an immense opportunity for me to stretch. It's not a problem, right? It's not an evidence
anxiety.
That there's something wrong with me. It's actually evidence that I am actually evolving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As an immense opportunity.
You know what?
Anxiety as an immense opportunity to
that
stretch.
I mean, what a reframe, you know, for those of us who, you know, because it's so hard not to judge ourselves about certain things, but I mean, the way you just said that, you know, that's it feels more gentle. It feels way more sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, I really feel it's immensely important for us right now to expand our compassion for ourselves, because we're moving through so much pastime energy, like karmic energy, really fast. And that
mm-hmm.
journey is bumpy. It's like being on a, you know, the surface of the ocean, and it's just like bumpy. There's a lot of rough water. And yet when we remember that paradigm shift, that the bumpy water is evidence of change and new possibility, and then at the same time, we can hold it because we are the ocean, you know, also, and to hold
right.
it with, oh, this is just, you know, compassion for my human self going through all this anxiety today. And,
love that.
You know, really, really loving myself through it rather than judging myself as, you know, being less than somehow.
Well, I don't think we can be reminded of that enough in these times. I really don't. Gosh, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, getting back to the way you had us look at our numbers, or is there something else now you're going to tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'd like to actually really give you a summation, like the essence of the nine
okay.
pathways of the soul.
Okay.
So if your life purpose is the number one, this corresponds to the number one, that you are here to not only do the work of leadership, but to be the energy of leadership, to actually emanate this very, very independent, creative, and original sense of self. You're here to contribute to the evolution of humanity through you being willing to be your unique energy. There is no one else like you, and no one else who will think and have the ideas that way, the way that you do. And because of this, it is only natural that you will be inspiring to others, and they will want to follow your pathway that you will blaze. So that's the number one in this super, you know, nutshell version.
That's
amazing. If your life purpose number is the number two, you are a peacemaker. And you are here to generate through being and doing new possibilities for peace in the complexity of everything, to actually be able to navigate conflict and restore, or actually contribute to a greater peace that can happen on the journey through conflict resolution. And you are here to contribute to the evolution of humanity through the peace that you generate within yourself.
Wow. Amazing.
If your life purpose is the number three, you are an artist, the artist
cool.
of your life, and you're most joyful when engaged in a creative process. And you contribute to the evolution of humanity through continuous, inspired self-expression.
Mm. Love that.
Your life, we love that one. Actually, the number three is the most playful of all the different life purpose archetypes. And in fact, people who have this as their life purpose will find that they will shift to the other side, to depression, when they're not in some type of creative expression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and as you can see, I'm just really presenting these really, really quickly. But the thing about archetypes, universal principles, is that we actually know them. They are universal. Every human being understands these principles. So I'm using brief keywords, but if you just look at the number and sense into it, you will intuitively have a feeling about it. Like the number one, right? It's the beginning, the originator, the leader.
Wow.
The number two is like two coming together. Every two coming together, there's always some kind of conflict because we're different. And so
right.
the peacemaker arises out of that number, the, you know, all the skills and capacities
mm-hmm.
that allow us to maintain peace with ourselves and then with others. So, you know, we can tune into, you can just tune into your number and and start to receive your own download about what that means for you. So I'm going to give you the rest of the nine, but, you know, you can access that information from within yourself too.
Cool.
So the number four, if your life purpose number is a four, you are a devoted builder and a worker. You have the ability to concentrate from your ideas into practical structure in the material world and also in all the realms. You are the rock, you know, that we lean on. And you contribute to the evolution of humanity through building stable and consistent and solid foundations. Without foundations, nothing can happen. So
wow.
We are so grateful for the builders of life.
Yes. I love this.
Awesome. So if your life purpose is, and that corresponds to the number five, well, once you have that solid foundation, and we progress through the numbers because they're realms of human growth and evolution, and so they are related to each other. So once you have that foundation, then it becomes possible for you to move away from the foundation because you have a place to come back to. The number five is the change agent. So the part of those of us, and all of us must develop this ability, but it's our ability to be curious and to go outside the structure, to fly away from the foundation and have new experiences. If your number is five, you are a catalyst for overcoming oppression or limitation and open the way to new freedom. And your contribution to the evolution of humanity is by transforming limitation into new possibilities.
Wow, love that.
Yeah, so we have a few more to go, and so let's just think in for this next one.
Sure.
If your life purpose archetype is the number six, you are a care provider, a cosmic mother or father, here to experience living with your heart open and to take on and be energized by responsibility. And the secret of this life purpose archetype is that the more that you love and care for yourself, the more powerfully you'll be able to contribute to the evolution of humanity through the love and care that you extend to others. And as you can imagine with these life purpose archetypes, there's a zillion ways. There's infinite ways to express. So in whatever industry you're working in whatever situation you're in every day, you are broadcasting this archetype, and when you're lined up with your life purpose, you will experience a sense of inner coherence and fulfillment that is unmatched, because it's really what you came here to be and then to express in the different ways that you do throughout your lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Georgette, when we're out of alignment or we're feeling out of alignment, when you work with your clients, I mean, is it evident sometimes? I mean, because, you know, we're talking about, you know, how these are pathways of our soul, and we're talking about life purpose. And if we're, let's just say we're not on purpose, we're not on our life purpose, I mean, does that show up immediately if, you know, when you're looking at these numbers, or how would that manifest? How would that look if somebody?
Right. Well, a good example of that is like one of the speakers that I interviewed recently. She was conditioned by her family to become a lawyer, and she did. And she went through that entire, you know, education, which is pretty intense. But it was really, she wasn't actually tapped in or aligned with her own life purpose. She was just following the path that was laid out before her. And because of that, there was a lot of angst in her experience. She wasn't happy. She wasn't fulfilled. It was far from that, even though on the outer level, it looked very successful. And what happened for her is she did have a revelation. She had an experience of a massive TMJ issue where she couldn't even open her mouth to speak anymore. It's like her body just said, you know, you're not even going to.
No, you can't do this.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at that point, she had an experience of a past life. She had a past life flash, and that woke her up to her ability to have that experience, to get past life information that actually healed her jaw. And there, she completely changed her focus from law to, you know, helping to others to find justice, but through, you know, restoring their sense of peace around their past life experiences. And now she's, like, so successful and so happy. So you can really see it in how a person just feels about themselves and their life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it seems like there are many people on the planet right now that are possibly in positions or careers that are not matching up and they're not happy. And would you probably say that many times that would be because they're like a similar situation, you know, they're being, their soul is calling in another direction, you know?
You know, there's such a complexity, really. You know, there's so many different ways that we come here to, you know, our dissatisfaction or our challenges are not always indications that we're not on purpose. You know, some there's other things that can contribute to that. So I don't think I'd make that general statement. I think sometimes people are really, really on purpose, but they have really also just chosen to up-level their skills. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, so the challenge and the feeling of disillusionment is coming from just something that they came here to feel.
Right.
I would even ask, I mean, mostly if someone knows they're not on purpose, they just know, correct? They know that angst is coming from not being on purpose. So rather than it being the angst of, if I'm hearing you correctly, rather than it being the angst of like, you know, just having a relationship that's not really working or something like that, or just some, you know, just regular struggle, if someone is not on purpose, I think they would feel that more deeper, right? They could experience it more.
Yeah, and usually there's a lack of meaning, like a sense of, like, what's the point? Like, why am I doing this? There isn't like a sense of click. Like, I mean, I would work really hard and actually be really uncomfortable in the effort if I feel clicked in with a sense of purpose.
Like, correct. Really, okay, like the skill. Okay, yeah. So when you're on, you feel it even more. And so when you're, like, in other words, when you're in flow, when you're in synergy, you feel it even more so when you're clicked on. But when there is no point is when you feel like someone has, they've already questioned their purpose, or if they are on purpose.
Yeah, you could say that for sure.
Okay. I'm working on it.
Cool. Okay, so we got through that's six, so... Mm-hmm.
You ready for seven?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Yonka, I know that this number is important for you. I remember looking at your soul map. So you and all the sevens out there are what I call the scientist mystic, connected to inner resources of knowledge, wisdom, and guidance. Your inner world, your capacity to explore through logic, reason, intuition, and spiritual awareness is part of what you came here to be and to contribute. You contribute to the evolution of humanity by discovering all that is within.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna
think. So on. I love that. If she isn't a scientific mystic, I don't know who is. That is perfect. My partner, that is a perfect description.
It is. It's very phenomenal. Very phenomenal.
Yeah. So can you share a little bit about how you experience yourself as the scientist mystic, just as a good example of how an archetype, a life purpose archetype looks or shows up?
Sure. It's actually the scientific mystic is actually a little bit, I feel like it's a little bit, I don't want to say the word tough, but in reality and in regular reality, science it's what is proven, right? So everything has to go through your colleagues of provenness. But the thing about being a scientific mystic is that you also understand the realm of the other things that happen. Or you tend to look in intuitively to stuff. And so I've always experienced that. In fact, I'd be on a date and I'd be talking about climate change way before, you know, NASA scientists even started talking about it to the media. And I'd be in a date with my high heels, and I probably was going to fall because I was all dressed up but and embarrassing myself. But I'd be like, yeah, you know, and I was reading about this, and I was researching about this, and I was like, yeah, and there's climate change in it. There's things that are happening. And, you know, that's either to be proven or whatever. I'm not debating that. But the logic behind my conversation with this guy who just thought he was going to take me out for like some drinks and talk about, you know, whatever, was just very different, because it was an intuitive thing that led me to do that type of research. Now, this is way back before it became, you know, mass media. In fact, the, you know, NASA scientists weren't even allowed to talk to the media at the time about what they were finding. And so that all came up within me. And of course, I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what to do with this. So yes, that is exactly straight on. It's, yeah, that's all I got.
Oh, that's great. And so what I would say to all the other mystic scientists is that, you know, the journey to ask, there's a natural skepticism, which is important, like to not take anything just because it tells us. And that's, you know, that's the scientist always keeps the loop open for the unexplained, for the mysterious. And that's also true for the mystic. It's like we never can say for sure anything.
Right.
Because there's always another possibility. So we just, it's, you know, keeping the loop open, always open to the mystery. And then, of course, the scientist at some point will realize that there's no answers that they can find in the outer world. And that's when the scientist turns within and starts to go on the journey of spiritual awakening to discover the answers from inside.
Well, I guess I'm on my journey.
I love that. And, you know, as her partner, I can, you know, as an observer of the scientist mystic, I mean, I personally kind of just, I just love the whole idea of scientist mystic, because it's almost, you know, as if society before has kind of split those down, you know, like you never put those together before. And I think
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the fact, and I do experience Leonca that way. I mean, she definitely has a scientific mind, but then she has the gift of this mystic and being interested in the mystery as well, not just, you know, facts, which I think is just, you know, creates so much of her brilliance. So, you know, having the spiritual awareness and the ability to understand symbols and, you know, mathematics and things like that, I think that's fascinating. So, yeah, I can absolutely, you know, validate that that is so true. I love that.
Well, and, you know, the thing about these archetypal energies is that when we tune into them and we recognize the truth in them, in us, it activates them. So, it becomes.
Or does it?
Yeah.
Or, and I laugh, Georgette and everyone, because when something is really real for me, it just makes me giggle or laugh, like almost inappropriately, right? So sorry for that. But like if I'm just laughing sometimes, I'm just like, oh, you, and that's just how I show color. That's just how I am. So I just wanted to say that. Not that I'm laughing at what you're saying. I'm just like, you trigger something in me sometimes.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a great response. I mean, how does it get any better than that?
Right? Yeah, exactly. That's awesome.
So just completing the nine pathways, if your life purpose number is the number 8, then you are a manifester. You are an energetic exchange of value and power in the world. And in fact, you are really here to interact with the marketplace of life, to contribute to the evolution of humanity by creating structures that not only allow you to bring your dreams into the concrete physical reality, but also the dreams of others. So the manifester.
Interesting. And that, you know,
I can't wait to do my husband.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to write his numbers down.
Yeah. Yeah. We will always like the number 8 because If you think of it, it's two circles that come together at the point in the center.
Mm.
And, you know, that circle above is all the ideas. And I know that you've met people who have amazing ideas, but they are not able to focus through that point. All the way down to that tiny point to, like, limit everything down to just that one next step in order to pop through to the manifest world. And that is the skill of the manifester, the ability to bring inspired ideas all the way down into the physical plane.
Nice. And, you know, Georgia, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, it's just the number 8 is just such an important number for those of us who are healers and change agents and peacemakers and, you know, those of us who are really wanting to reveal the truth in ourselves and onto the planet. Because it is about having the resources we need in the physical plane. So it's about manifesting the money that we need, financial freedom, one of the mastery skills of this realm of human development.
Right.
Oh, I get
well,
that.
And I noticed that you know, the number, of course, sideways is the infinity symbol. So how does that play into the manifestor as well, that infinity symbol, do you think?
You know, I don't know the exact correlation, but I do know that running that actual pattern of the loop in the body, like running the infinity symbol in the body, activates the number 8. So,
you know, I've heard that before. That's so interesting you would say that. Like even drawing it with your hand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean? Like running it in the body that way? Is that what you're talking
about? Or even just through visualizing it, just energetically moving, you know, just creating a big figure 8 and just letting the energy move through the 8. And it's another way to embody the manifestor energy.
Cool.
Ooh,
cool.
Very
I love
cool.
that. Great info.
Okay, so the number 9. As you can imagine, we're starting it. This is a very kind of logical system. So when you begin at the number 1, it's the beginning. And when you come to the end of the essential numbers, which every number after 9 is a replication. So the essential numbers 1 through 9, 9 is the completion. And in a sense, the soul has to journey through all these different realms to get to having any kind of capacity in the number 9, because the number 9 is the humanitarian healer. So if you are a 9, you are a humanitarian healer. And you possess the ability to embrace the world through the person that you're interacting with in the moment. There's a way that you can connect through the webs of interconnectivity to everyone and everything. And you are here to be selfless in a sense of selfless service, but not in the sense of like denying the self in any way. It's just that when we're fully aligned with this generosity of spirit to give through the flow of our interconnectivity, we already know it's going to come back. So there's like this, there's just a never-ending font of prosperity and abundance to provide for the person who's giving with that type of generosity. But your purpose is to contribute to the evolution of humanity through your commitment to your own wholeness and then facilitating this experience for others.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just said, and that's it, in a nutshell.
Oh, and that's it. No, that is amazing. I know, it's funny. I'm always fascinated by numbers, and it's like I've always had this, I don't know why, like, you know, even if I go to a hotel room, I mean, I look at the number of my hotel room, and I immediately add it up, and, you know, because there is an energy with certain numbers, you know, and so I have a feeling of the room I'll be in, or I do that when I get on flights, airplane flights, you know, I look at the flight number and what is that? What's up with that, Georgette? I mean, I'm always, you know, like I look at, you know, like my apartment number or telephone numbers, I'm always adding them up and then looking at the number. And I don't know that we're talking about it now and I'm noticing it and I've always done that, but I've never really thought about why I do that.
Well, you know, my impression is as you're sharing this is that some part of you already has studied this, that you already know this body of knowledge. It's it's maybe something that you came in with. So that's one impression. And then the other impression is that everyone actually knows that numbers have more significance than just a means to create or calculate and create things in the physical world. These essence numbers, 1 through 9, yeah, it's just a universal innate understanding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something I'd like to say, just because I'm such a lover of the feminine power and feminine spirit that's rising on the planet, but the first mathematicians were probably women, because there are so many, like, recorded cave walls where women were calculating, tracking and calculating their menstrual cycles.
Wow. So, I love that. Well, you know, you just said the word.
I knew that was good for something. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I know it's for to create life, and I'm so grateful for that, of course. But, well, you know, sometimes it just catches me off guard. That's all.
Well, I think you just said the word that I couldn't come up with, but, yeah, it's like I'm always calculating. Like, even I pull up behind a car, and I look at the numbers on the plate, you know, or a particular address. Or, yeah, that's interesting that I'm always doing that, and I haven't really – I mean, it's been kind of an automatic thing. I've never really thought about it. But now I love really knowing the essence of these numbers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just have a sense that almost anything on this planet can become an oracle for us if we learn how to – I mean, it's really our higher self that's communicating.
Yeah.
You know, if you think of the indigenous people, they would just walk out into nature and they would ask their higher power to show them, you know, to give them a sign. And they would read what happened in nature, and through that experience, they receive their guidance. So I think we have, you know, there's just so many different ways that we can tap into that guidance source. And this is just one that really, for some reason, resonates for me tremendously, and obviously resonates for you too, Deborah.
Yes, it does. And I wanted to say, too, I know when you were sharing information with me, I just wanted to share it with others in case there are others out there who possibly have this kind of going on. Because, you know, you and I talked a week or so ago, Georgette, and I said it, maybe because I'm paying attention, it's bumped it up a little bit. And that is this, and I forget now which pathway it was, or which archetype, I'm not sure how you would describe it, but if you recall that I have a lot of electrical energy, and we talked about that, you know, I knew that from early on, that, you know, I sometimes affect lamps and, you know, different kind of electrical things, but I was just going to ask you if you could share that, because there may be other people that it's happening to and they don't really understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So for some of you, not all of you, this is unique. Everyone is unique. But for some of you who have the number 2 as your life purpose, it's possible that you may have been from birth running an energy, and we'll call it electricity. But it's an intensity of energy that runs through your body that most people are not experiencing. And initially, at times this can be a little challenging, because it feels like it can be like being overamped, like getting too much energy moving through the system. And, you know, you can have little short circuits and blow out, you know, clocks and things.
Yeah, clocks and things, elevators and things.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, totally.
About that to know, though, is that the energy is just, it just needs to be grounded. Like a lightning rod, like your system is it's a lightning rod, and you need a grounding wire all the time. So for people who have this dynamic where they're just, I call it the God current, but it's just this super electrical creative energy. We all have it, but for some reason, for people with this life purpose, not for everybody, but for some of them, like you, Deborah, it's like amped up. And what is needed is to ground. And when the grounding wire is there, when the grounding cord is firmly plugged in, then your system becomes like a conduit for inspirational energy to flow through as a messenger for others.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, since you and I have talked and you shared some of that information with me, I've definitely been working more on grounding and getting outside and feet in the grass and sitting down and, you know, and my dog is a great, you know, a great reminder, like, okay, Mom, let's go, you know, and thank goodness she's here because I get out from behind the computer way more, you know, and get out there in that. Okay, I want to ask you another question about that, Georgette, since, since you know, 11 comes up a lot for Leonka and I. Double numbers come up a lot for Leonka and I. You know, we're constantly talking. We both look up, it's 11:11, it's 12:12, it's 1:11, it's 5:55 or whatever. What do you say when you're noticing double or triple numbers that are the same? I'm just curious about that.
Well, in general, double digits, especially 11 and 22 and 33 is a little more rare, but they are master numbers, and they're not usually like they rise up out of this the basic 1 through 9, and it's a little too complicated to describe that. But whenever you see a 22, that's the builder, but amplified, so it's the master builder. And it just indicates that at that moment, it's like the universe is just really giving you a message that you're either in the energy of a master builder or you're wanting to up-level to that. So a master builder sees beyond building like a shed in the backyard to building a global network of sheds.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, what would you say about, because really, Leonka and I see 11:11 probably. Wouldn't you say that, Leonka? Don't we see that the most?
Yes, and that's also my husband's, like, you know, baseball number. So it, you know, so it's like it just jumps out at me all the time. So I've always seen it, but now, I mean, it almost feels like it's when I first was dating him, I would always see those numbers, and so I just kind of knew that that was a sign. Like, oh, okay, I'm right here. This is he's for me, right? You know, we see the triple digits all the time, but she and I have been seeing him like intensely. You know,
yeah.
Numbers just—it's almost comical now. It's like, oh yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, I see 11:11 all the time too. I almost don't notice it anymore. It's like, oh yeah,
okay.
The computer's 11:11. There's something about actually what happened. 11:11. You know, it was a significant portal of time. 11:11. I think it was 2011. You know, there was just something really powerful that happened on the planet, and illumination of possibility. And, you know, there are bigger cycles than what we're tracking as human beings going on in the evolution of humanity. And it feels like it's related to these bigger cycles too. Just little reminders that there's a way bigger picture than what we are aware of going on.
Well, we can feel it is what I think a lot of people are experiencing. And even my, you know, I'm newer to, you know, opening my mind to a lot of stuff. And even, you know, even my skeptical mind is just like, okay, yep, totally know that's there. You know, like we can feel it. So, and I think a lot of the people, like on, especially on our calls and in the planet, are feeling that as well. So it's just interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have another question about that, especially about the 11. I know the 11 is in my, it's in my chart somewhere. I don't know if you remember specifically what it was, Georgette, but my apartment number is 209, which is 11, of course. Do you think when we're in, you know, like my apartment amps up that particular because of the number, can those things happen?
Yeah. I mean, I would just check in with your own intuition, but mostly it's a resonant frequency. It's very familiar to you. It feels like it fits, right? It feels right.
Right.
To you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it is part of it. It's a like a archetypal energy that is, you know, just feels like home. It feels like you.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. God, this is
so talking with you
fascinating.
In your. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, talking with you and your reading that you did with me, or the time that we had together, you know, it felt like home. That was exactly the word I kept using. It felt like home. It felt like a remembrance, and it felt like I came back to knowing what I know. So I just wanted to let other people know, like if you are wondering how to work with Georgette, or if you're even you know, just considering it, definitely, definitely reach out to her. You know, we're going to give you a couple ways to do that, but it was one of the most fascinating things I've experienced.
I would so agree, and I think for me it was like a re-remembering of things that I knew but had somehow put away or forgotten, and some of the things that we talked about, Georgette, was just great validation that I just needed to hear. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think about my path and you know, what I was doing. So, yeah, it was phenomenal. And, you know, I think your work is brilliant. So before we share, why don't you go ahead and share? I mean, if people want to get more in your world and find out more about how to, you know, get this information from you and what you're doing, do you have you want to give a website?
Well, you know, I'm going to keep it really simple. My main website is being upgraded right now, so I'm just going to give people my email address for just the people who are listening to this recording or are live on the line. And just feel free to contact me, and we can talk about maybe doing one of these full-stream life readings for you at a discounted price. So my email address is Georgette, GEORGETTE, at lifeblessing.com, LIFEBLESSING.com.
Awesome. Super. And we'll put that up for a while. We don't want you to get inundated, but we'll put that up for a while on the replay as well. So
okay, great.
That way people can see it, because I'm a visual person.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and I'll just say it again, Georgette@lifeblessing.com. So I highly recommend it. I mean, phenomenal, phenomenal. I mean, it is the information sometimes feels intense and then sometimes feels like so, like Lianca said, just like home. And I love the way that it can remind you if you feel like you're off purpose, or help you see some of the things that you may think are challenges in your life and maybe why they're there. And, you know, anytime we can get a reframe on that, oh, my God, it's such a blessing, right? So before we finish up tonight, we only have a few minutes, Georgette, but what would you like to leave us tonight? What would you like for everybody out there in Reveal Land to know? I mean, do you have words of wisdom for us, maybe feeling into the group that's listening, or just, you know, kind of in general, you know, what you're sensing now? I know you're very intuitive as well.
Yeah. You know, what I'd like to leave you with is actually an exercise for you to do. And this is a way for you to quickly, in your own unique and direct way, to tap into your life purpose. And the way to do this is just to get quiet, to drop into a quiet place, and ask your higher self, ask your soul, to give you a symbol of your purpose. And without analyzing it, without thinking about it, just let a symbol come in, whatever symbol that is. Once you have your symbol, just ask yourself, what are the qualities of this symbol? What does this symbol represent to you? Mm-hmm. And once you have that information, you can just put yourself in there. Instead of, you know, let's say, for example, my life purpose is a dove, and it represents, you know, being a messenger for peace. I would just then add, I am a messenger for peace. So
wow.
I'm going to leave you with that little tease to go in and find your own connection to your own sense of purpose through a symbol, and then through exploring the qualities. And that will activate it even more fully for you.
That is beautiful,
wow.
Georgette. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I knew it was divine timing that we had you on at this time.
I know.
I love that.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I know this information is going to be so helpful to our listeners out there. And everybody, you know, please check her out. She's so, you know, her information is so incredible. Again, it's Georgette@lifeblessing.com. And did you mention again the first eight people? Did you say something about that, Georgette?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The first eight people who contact me will receive a very special reduced price for the reading.
Great, great.
Very
so,
cool.
All right.
Very
so,
cool.
Everybody jump on that one. And,
thank you so much.
And
or at
also,
least just give her, you know, shoot her an email and just find out what that, you know, what that might look like. I mean, don't be afraid. She is so approachable. She's super awesome. So I just want to let everyone know that as well.
And also, I just want to let everyone know, Georgette, that you know, you're gonna you are going to be running an interview summit. I guess starting in September, is that right? Just so that people
yeah.
can be following you, and you know, Georgette's already got some amazing people lined up. Have you named this summit? What is the name of this summit?
Sure, it's for coaches and holistic practitioners, or people who are interested in those professions. And it's
mm-hmm.
called Coaching Mastery Magic World Summit. And I would love to share that with anyone who's interested. It's a free interview series, and we have amazing healers and master coaches, including Jack Canfield, who I just interviewed.
Whoa.
So,
fantastic.
Woohoo.
Yes.
People are excited for you.
Congratulations.
Yes.
That's great.
Thank
well, everybody,
you.
Please check out Georgette's World and get involved. And, you know, the summit will be amazing, I'm sure. And, you know, get all the information you can. You know, that's what Reveal is about. We're always wanting to bring you, you know, people who can reveal to you, you know, secrets and tips and information so you can reveal to yourself more of what you want. So with that,
mm-hmm.
Georgette, thank you so much for being with us tonight. And I feel so blessed to have met you. It's so fun, you know, when the universe, you know, like I had no idea 2 months ago that I would even meet you, let alone have you on a show, right? So
right.
We love the way life works. And so thank you so much for that. And thank you for being here tonight.
Oh,
and so, Leonka, do we have any housekeeping?
Just you can check out the replay because you're going to want to hear it again, of course, at reveal.leonka.com/live. That's reveal.leonka.com/live.
Fantastic.
And that's it.
That's it. Well, thank you so much, everyone. Georgette, Leonka, love you both, and can't wait to talk with you again next week. All right. Good night,
everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye,
everybody.